We are the pioneers, and we are going to be the one who set the stage for the rest of the sport.
Well, the one thing you can count on is absolutely nothing.
You never let your guard down and always play hard as you can play.
This is the home stretch right here. One more feature to navigate.
You know, just got to go with what you got.
This isn't just about skiing.
An all-out fight to the finish.
There's no such thing as can't.
Pushing it till the end, and he's got another gold medal.
The Olympics in Sochi are over. The weather is warming on the mountainous Black Sea coast, even while the politics in Russia and Ukraine right now is tense. But the Paralympics are underway nonetheless, and each day this week we'll be profiling an American athlete in each one of the five events. Ralph Green represents Team USA in the Paralympic downhill event as a one-leg amputee. He lost his leg as the result of being in the crossfire of a street shooting in New York. And he is the first African-American man to make the U.S. Paralympic alpine skiing national team.
It's such a great honor to be able to represent this country in my third games. And, of course, you know, being born and raised in Bedford-Stuyvesant and attending Boys and Girls High School, it's good that that people in the community that I live in, as well as the community that I'm from, are able to see me, see my story, and know that they can push themselves beyond expectations.
What is it that you've got that the other skiers don't have in terms of advantage? You use outrigger skis, right? You don't use poles.
I am a three-tracker. My classification is LW2, and I do ski on one leg with outriggers.
And there are a lot of skiers that choose poles, that choose outriggers, that have different equipment. What choices have you made and why?
So there's several different classifications in Paralympic skiing. You have standing, visually impaired, and you have sitting. I'm a standing ski racer. I race against people. Anyone that stands up, I race against. I use outriggers because my balance, the level of balance is a lot better when I'm going 75, 80 miles an hour. If I'm making a sharp turn, I'm able to put the outriggers on the snow. A person that will use poles is somebody that, say, ski with a below-the-knee prosthetic leg or someone with a different physical disability, and they have advantages with the poles.
Do you have an advantage with only one leg on some sense, in the sense that you're almost you're snowboarding and skiing at the same time on some level? The physics would seem to favor you under some conditions.
Can a person with one leg hop further than a person with two legs? Absolutely not. There's not an advantage. I think that you take your situation and you make the best out of it. And we're so good at what we do. We make it seem effortlessly, but it takes a lot of work and dedication.
I'm sure it takes a lot of work and dedication. I'm a sit skier, so from a wheelchair, you know, I admire the fact that you guys can stand as three trackers. But sometimes you find that in ways that are very unexpected, the disability can be a help in certain situations. Not that you're going up against able-bodied skiers at the Paralympics, but how have you learned more about your body in this, you know, high level of competition?
Well, you have to know yourself. You have to train hard. You have to want to work harder than every single person that you compete against. And throughout years of repetition, throughout years of skiing, putting over 10,000 miles in, that's when you actually start to learn your character. You actually start to learn how you sit up against everybody else in the country.
And you got shot in your neighborhood, right? In Bed-Stuy?
I did get shot in Bedford-Stuyvesant, Brooklyn, yes.
Do you ever think you'd get into winter sports at this level at any point at all?
Back then, I always knew I was going to be successful at something. I mean, I was a great student, honor student at Boys and Girls High School, great athlete. Even before high school, I played football with the Brooklyn Hurricanes. I was that dude that everybody knew in Roosevelt houses that I grew up in who was going to be successful. But other than that, you know, I'm literally just another person out on the slopes who's trying to make it happen. You know, another person who has the opportunity, again, to represent this country and to set the bar. But most of all, this is a lot bigger than that. This isn't just about skiing. This is about showing people that no matter where you come from, no matter what walks of life, no matter what struggles, you know, there are opportunities that you can take advantage of, you know, because not only am I a skier, but I'm also a full-time student. You know, I'm also a mentor. So there's a lot of other things on the plate. Skiing is a portion of my life, and hopefully it'll open up doors towards different avenues when I decide to retire.
Well, Ralph Green, good luck, and, you know, the best to you out there on the slopes.
Appreciate it.
Ralph Green represents Team USA in the Paralympic downhill event.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.